Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
What's your thoughts on there being an accomplice with this, though? Because just to know the fact that he walked out there, knew exactly where Brian Thompson was going to be on a busy New York City street, walking, you know, on the sidewalk, it really wasn't part of his normal routine either. So it wasn't like you're scoping this out every day, and then it's an obvious choice. How do you think he figured that part out? Do you think there was somebody on the inside that knew something?
Well, initially, that was certainly early on before the note came out. Now, I'm not going to call it a manifesto.
Yeah.
Ted Kaczynski had a 70-page manifesto to explain his ideology. This was literally a one-page note.
Yeah.
And it seemed sort of, in a way, a note to himself. It was very rambling, just kind of his thoughts on. But he kind of explains that. He says how lucky he got, he would procrastinated. It gave him longer to understand what was going on. He says he was completely fortuitous that Brian Thompson was going to be at this particular meeting. Remember, he was there 10 days in advance. So I do believe that he probably followed him from when he arrived and just patiently followed him, put him down at that hotel room, which was just across the street from where the conference was going to be, and patiently waited. He talks about his patience. And I think he waited him out. And even though law enforcement initially said, and I think this is why a lot of analysts and other people were confused, they said he was only there minutes before he pounced. But I don't know that they really had looked at the footage of the hotel and his movements from the hostel to the hotel, which, they're going to be able to put that all together.
Yeah. And it's pretty easy in New York City to blend in with a crowd and not be noticed. Anytime you're there, you look around, you see hundreds of people in any direction. So if he's watching from a distance, whether it be in that hotel lobby or just outside waiting for him to come out, there could have been a lot of surveillance leading up to those couple seconds on that sidewalk by him directly.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I think at this point. I mean, he also makes it very clear. It was me. It was all me. I paid for this with my money. You know, he's very proud about all of this, right? Again, just telling the kind of person he is, right? His grandioseness, of course, because I think he thought he wasn't going to get caught.
Yeah.
I mean, I really believe he thought he might have more, CEOs to line up. But he says about this, and this is the one key point I want to make. He says about this that the healthcare industry checked a lot of his boxes. And I think there are a lot of boxes. This is just my belief based on everything, that one of his boxes was getting back at his parents. We know that he was persona non grata toward his parents, toward his family. We know that they made their money in the healthcare industry. Wow, what a whammo this is to their whole legacy, to the empire they built, and just so shameful, right? And we know it was important to keep to be good people by what the grandmother said. So I wondered if this was one of the boxes he checked. See, I did this on my own, in your face. Look at what you did healthcare industry-wise.
Yeah.
Just again, my thoughts.
No, I think it makes a lot of sense because you start to evaluate the psychology, what makes him who he is. Obviously, quite a narcissist. We've kind of established that. But, a 26-year-old, lots of young, dumb things going through a 26-year-old's mind. And at that age, a lot of it still is kind of like, I want to get on my own. And if your family is this, heaping large, giant that has a hill for you to climb up that maybe you don't want to climb up. Going and doing something extreme to get a lot of attention on you. It's attention. And to a narcissist, attention is attention. It doesn't matter if it's something horrible, especially if they feel justified in it, that they're doing something that makes them look like a hero. And this man did succeed in that. He has a lot of people thinking he's a hero when, you know, in reality, he is not.
Yeah, I agree. But I do also think he does need evaluated. And I say this because he did take a complete exit out of society for about 4 or 5 months. It's not as long as people think. You know, his back injury that happened, right? He always had a back issue, but in 2023, he had a surfing accident that left him in a ton of pain, but he got the surgery. After that, at least according to the Reddit account, he was fine. He could sit, he could stand. He said, wow, I'm pain free. He goes on a, you know, extravagant vacation in Hawaii, hiking and doing things. And then he takes off to Asia and to, you know, specifically to Thailand and to Japan. I mean, obviously, the wealth of his parents, you know.
What a sheltered, horrible life he's leading without any opportunity. He's that poor, poor boy. He's so in pain. Yeah.
You know, it's traveling like, and all of this. But then there is a time for 5 months, you know, from July until the murder, around that time frame, right, that he does take an exit from everything. And what happened in Asia? You know, what psychedelics led to this complete disconnect? And then, you know, I think there is something to be said about that rambling note he said. I mean, this is an educated guy.
Yeah.
That's your manifesto. That's no manifesto. So I think there's a lot of things to really consider in this, and they're going to have to look at him and see if he did have a break or if, you know, this is just him. I'm leaning toward B, but it deserves a look.
I agree.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.